Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation. The ebbing and the flow. The contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. In the midst of our day-to-day busyness, we forget that each breath is precious. That each breath is a renewal of the life force that is within us. So let us be truly conscious in this moment that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Breathe the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Take in the breath of life. Bring our attention down into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude the incredible work that our heart carries out without us consciously directing it. Inhale. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that we've entered into this space at this time to open up to the God consciousness that is right where we are. Inhale. Gently, slowly release. This morning, I'm sharing Psalm 59 from Psalms for Praying, an invitation to wholeness. Awaken me from my fears, O my beloved. Give me strength to face them. As they rise up within me, let your love envelop me and direct my thoughts to peaceful paths. Where I have erred in thought and spoken in anger, where I have acted without love, I ask forgiveness. Rouse yourself, come to my aid, heed my cry, for you are the compassionate one, comforter to all who ask. You come to those who seek you, O mend our broken hearts. Create a new heart within me. I long to sleep at night in peace, to awaken to a new dawn. Too long have my fears, my guilt pursued me, whispering lies in my ears and evoking beguiling images of illusionary darkness. Yes, in you, O my beloved, I find rest. I am strong. You remember not my erring ways. Your forgiveness is forever. O my strength, I will sing praises to you, for you are my rock. With steadfast love, you stand with me. You teach me to face my fears. They disappear in the light. Cast them not out, but help me face them. Give me courage to let them go one by one. O Comforter, my strength, let me make amends and start anew. Help me to grow in wisdom and understanding. For the havoc that my fears wield within me turns to chaos in my life, wounding others and leading to a living death. Then, as I become free of fear, I will live in harmony. Love will shine through and people will know that you live in my heart. At night, I will rest in the heart of the beloved. My days will be guided by love. My thoughts will become prayers offered from the silence deep within. Oh, how I will sing of your kindness. I will sing aloud of your love for all. For you have been my rock and my refuge in the days of my distress. Oh, blessed heart, I sing my songs of love to you. For you, O beloved, have renewed my life. You have set me free to live with gratitude and joy. O divine beloved, Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into you, communion with you this morning, affirming that you are the source of our life, that right where we are, your presence is. There is nowhere where you are not. And whilst there are times when we are filled with fears and tribulations and worries and concerns and anxieties, your spirit remains unhampered, untouched by it all. Let us come back and commune with that unrivaled, unruffled spirit that is your life force, that is your presence, that is right where we are. Let us rest in you, knowing that you know what to do and how to do it for every situation, condition, or circumstance that concerns us, that concerns all of us. The psalmist knew that there was nowhere where he could go where your spirit was not. Let us too remember that unfailing, unending, unerring truth. That your presence, your power, your life force is ever present wherever we may be. Let us constantly come into communion and drink deeply from the well of life, the well of peace, the well of love, the well of joy, knowing that always you are guiding, directing, and keeping us. Oh, Mother, Father, God, there is none like you in all the heavens and all the earth. And we just take this moment to be truly grateful. Truly grateful for this understanding. Truly grateful for this awareness. Truly grateful for this truth that our teacher said once we knew would set us free. Mother, Father, God, for every situation and condition that is happening in our world today. For all the things that are going on that are human-made or natural or whatever we choose to describe it, that at times seem so overwhelming. We place it all before you. For you are the divine intelligence that knows what to do and how to do it. You are the one that knows the answers to all things. For you are in all things. Mother, Father, God, as we allow your spirit this morning to quicken within us, to settle our soul in peace, to allow our mind to rest in the awareness and understanding that you are ever, ever with us. Oh, Mother, Father, God, we are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without, eternal and unceasingly.
My beloved, I wish you a very blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.